that they have accepted you have been born again. Thou hast ordained this from the foundation of the world. You have declared, you said, I have many things to tell you that I cannot tell you now. But when He, the Holy Spirit, has come, He will reveal these things to you and will teach you and guide you. We're so thankful this morning for the Holy Spirit that reveals the Word of God. You said He will bring these things to your memory, which I have said unto you, and He'll show you things to come. We're so glad that He is with us today. And through the teaching of the Word and the working of the Holy Spirit has caused Christians to be awakened, caused sinners to come to Thee, backsliders to reconsecrate themselves. Father, they're on the altar. Caused the sick and the weary who's been afflicted to come and bow their heads to accept healing for their body, knowing that Thy spoken Word is truth. Everything else will fail, but Thy Word can never fail. Truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we come to accept this morning what You have provided for us in Your vicarious suffering and the atonement at Your death that You made for us. And we freely, Lord Jesus, receive it. We believe the Word of God. We believe that You promised, He that will come to Me, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, far, far from it. No matter what it's for. God said, when you pray, believe that you receive what you ask for. You shall receive it. Now, Father, if we truly believe it, it's settled. We believe it. It is done, then we act upon our confession that You have did it for us. Not that we are worthy, we're unworthy, but through Your unmerited grace that we have through Thee, we believe that the work is finished. And as these penitent ones and ones who are coming this morning, consecrating themselves, and to those who are coming for the benefits of the suffering, as David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all of mine iniquity, my backsliding, and who healeth all of our diseases. That's the benefits of the believer. And we receive it through faith this morning by coming upon the Word of God, which is spoken before the foundation of the world. If it was impossible for it not to happen, so is it impossible for us not to get what we ask for if we ask for it with faith believing. And that lays within our hearts, Lord, to receive what we have asked for. Jesus, keep us near the cross. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, raise up a standard against him. Bless this little waiting congregation. God, may Your Holy Spirit take these ones who consecrated their lives, these men and women who knelt at the altar, those sinners who come and bowed their heads, take them into Thy kingdom. Lord, I realize it's their own personal state. The minute they believe You, that's the minute You receive them. For You said, no man could come unless My Father draws him. All that comes, I'll give Him everlasting life, and will raise Him up to the last day. That's Your word, Lord, we believe it. And it's done, the work is finished, and we thank You for it. We thank You for the healing of every body, for every weary soul, for everything that You're, those who had feeble hands hanging out, those who've been fearful, those who've wondered. David said, when I was feared, got scared, then I trusted in You and walked on. God, let us stick up our heads this morning. Not cowards, but Christians who believe in Jesus Christ. May we walk on with our testimony shining. May through the healing of our bodies, through the testimony of our salvation, may we win others to Thee. Grant it, Father, have all on the altar we lay. Grant for Your glory as we believe You and wait on You, Lord. Here is where just bathing in Your beauty, just bathing in Your kindness, feeling that glorious Holy Spirit wooing us to Thee. How we love You. How we praise You. How I worship You, Lord. Myself here behind this sacred desk. my hands up to thee. I worship thee, my God. I worship thee. You're my healer, my savior, my king, my provider, my father, my brother, my all in all. Rest in thee. You are my strength. I publicly, you, David said, I will praise thee in the congregation of the saints. And I'll give thee praise before the sanctified ones this morning. I praise thee for healing me. I praise you for my life. I praise you for my health. I praise you for the goodness you showed to me.
Amen.
I praise you for my friends. I praise you for everything, Lord. You're wonderful, joy unspeakable, and full of glory. How I praise thee. How I can recommend thee to the weary. How I can recommend thee to the sinner as a savior. How I can recommend thee to the sick as a healer. How I can recommend thee to the wonder as a king. Oh, how I love thee this morning. How I can recommend you, Lord, to those who are downtrodden to be the joyful, joy in the camp.
Praise
how we thank thee. Oh, you're a rock in the weary land, the shepherd of Thomas Walker. Praise you, God, matches eternal honor. We give thee praise. Oh, we'll praise thee and give thee praise through all ages. Receive us, Lord, as we offer these blessings, the fruits of our lips. You said we are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifice, the fruits of our lips, giving praise to your name. How we praise him, how we adore him, forever and ever. Oh, receive the very adorations of our hearts. Express our lips, Lord, that from the depths of a pure heart, we praise thee, knowing that it's not what we could do. It's not our life. It's his life. It's not our salvation. It's his salvation. It's not our heaven. It's his heaven. Oh, we're not our own works. We're his works. It's not our grace. It's his grace.
Grant it, Lord.
God, send down the showers of blessings.
Grant it, Lord.
The rain of God.
Oh, we thank you, Lord, for that.
Baptize our pastor in the new Lord.
Yes.
Sanctify with the gospel.
Amen.
We love him today, Lord. He's your servant. We pray that you'll move his heart. And open the hearts of the other preachers in the building this morning.
Yes, Lord.
May we go out here, Lord, and don't forget your poor unworthy servant myself, Lord. But you will not be a preacher of the Holy Ghost. Bring it, Lord.
Yes.
Give us these blessings. We humbly waiting at the altar, knowing that we receive it, bathing ourselves in your Holy Spirit, and not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation. How we thank you, God.
Praise the Lord.
Some glorious day,
yes.
We hope to see you, Lord. Lay our hands upon the feet of the one who stands with us today, who we cannot see, but we know that he's here. How we praise him.
We'll praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners' sake. Give him glory, all ye people.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Before the foundation of the world, Lord. Father, how wonderful. What a red letter day this is, Lord. To see your sheep around this audience, Lord, around this altar, bowing down, crying out for you, Lord. We need you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Blessed be with us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the word and what it's done for us today, Lord. Father, by your mercy and grace, we can see ourselves with you, Lord. Father, how wonderful that you are, Lord Jesus, to be with us, Lord. Father, to give us this word in the end time to call out a bride, Lord. We accept it, Lord. We raise our hands to you and say we're one of them, Lord. We love you and we thank you, Lord. Be with these ones that, Lord, are crying out to you, Lord Jesus. You see their hearts. Father, may this be the day they drive down the stake. It'll never be the same for each of us, Lord. We all want to drive that stake down a little bit further, Lord. Drive it a little bit further in the ground, Lord. For we know you're coming for that bride and we want to be ready, Lord. Take all away from us that's not like you, Lord. Make us to be more like you, Lord. We want to worship you, Lord, in every fiber of our body to be like you, Lord Jesus. Father, may this be the day, the beginning, Lord, of what you wanted your bride to be, Lord Jesus. We want to be like you, Lord. Help us, Lord. We worship you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. You are your everything, Lord, to us. How we can recommend you to everything, Lord. You are the great I am, Lord. There's nothing like you, and we praise you today. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Oh, Father, we just love you, Lord, from the depths of our heart, Lord. We thank you for this day. We need it so bad, Lord. It's so wonderful to be in your presence, Lord Jesus. There's nothing like it, Lord. We just love you, Lord. May your Holy Spirit always be with us, Lord. Father, we live in an evil world, Lord. And it's so hard sometimes, but greater is He that is in us. Lord, reassure us today that we knew we were in you from the beginning, Lord. Oh, Father, we hold on to it when Satan comes around. And Father, it's a constant battle day after day, hour after hour. But Lord, somewhere deep inside of us, we know we're your children, Lord. And we love you for it. We thank you for this refreshing this morning, Lord. How our souls bubble up within us, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Take us into your holy of holies, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to be in your presence all the time, Lord. Oh, help us, Lord. We praise you and we worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. See you.
Thank you. with you as you leave this morning. Are you bringing back tonight with you? Just meditating all afternoon long. Thank him for what he's done. But even more important, looking forward to what he's going to do.
Hallelujah. See.